This show is brought to you by all of our Patreons at patreon.com/thegroupquest and by our friends from Audible. In today's show, we talk about a new Tomb Raider, Kirby goes to the Grammys, and a new year for Hearthstone. But we start today with another walkout from the Blizzard staff at Activision. This comes to us from GameSpot.com. And Jessica Gonzalez put up a tweet, quote, leaked, Brian Bulato emailed all of ABK to talk returning to office in June. They will not be enforcing proof of vaccination. I'm sure the benefits of in-person collaboration is actually so employees organizing can be followed and monitored closely. Do not die for this company. A better ABK tweeted, due to the new RTO policy around no longer mandating vaccination requirements in regards to the ongoing pandemic, a group of ABK employees will begin conducting a walkout on Monday, April 4th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. We have three demands, and those demands state an immediate reversal to lifting the vaccine requirement, remote work should be offered as a permanent solution, and the decision to work remote or in office should be made by each individual employee. Now, where do you stand on this and vaccine mandates? You can let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. Now we go to what they have been working from home, and that is Hearthstone. It has a new year called Year of the Hydra. Now, within this, some of the cards have been revealed, and some of these cards that are coming back are Sir Finley Murgleton, Bran Bronzebeard, Elise Starseeker, and Reno Jackson. Some of these will also be gone out of the game, at least for now, and that is Lock and Load, Unbound Elemental, and Baron Rivendare. They also provided a roadmap, which goes into three phases, including certain things about mercenaries that's coming up, card expansions, mini sets, battlegrounds, and a bunch of other stuff. So we will be talking about this in the weekly show and give more details about this. But that just came out today, so be ready. Now, back to Twitter. Oh, by the way, you can go check out the whole video at Play Hearthstone on YouTube, or you can just search Play Hearthstone. But Devlore said up on Twitter today, quote, okay, I'll stop being coy about it. Super stoked to announce that I've joined TikTok US Live, where I'll be heading up the gaming creator and influencer management team. So he has now officially joined TikTok. So congratulations to him, and hopefully that he will enjoy his new workplace. We'll see what he does. Now we go to esports.gg and Rainbow Six Mobile. Well, they're inviting people to come in and play the beta. Rainbow Six Mobile said on Twitter at Rainbow Six, the number six, Mobile. Welcome operators to Rainbow Six Mobile. Rainbow Six Mobile will bring the same tactical shooter gameplay that you will love to your mobile devices. Sign up now to receive the latest updates and get a chance to play before the release. And that's at rainbowsixmobile.com. Kirby, coming to us from destructoid.com, which is the first of two news articles. Well, he ate music. He doesn't... I did not say that he hates music. No, it is the music that he sings is now in his tummy. No, basically, the Meta Knight's Revenge, which appears on the 1996 Super NES release, Kirby Superstar, got a Grammy, and the Grammy is called the Best Arrangement Instrumental or a Cappella, and it went to Charlie Rosen and Jake Silverman. So congratulations to them. And they did put up a tweet. Holy blank. We won the Grammy. Long live video game music. Thanks to everybody who's ever listened to the 8-Bit Big Band, all the artists who have contributed to their time, talent, and of course, huge thanks to Co-Arranger and the one and only at @button_masher. Much love. So once again, big congratulations to them. Now we go to Nintendo Switch, once again brought us to us by Destructoid.com. And there is a new update to their Platinum point system. So if you have not been into the Nintendo missions and rewards, you will see a new update that gives you a different things that goes with the game that you're playing. Now, there are a bunch of digital rewards. Now, there's a couple of button points here. Unclaimed Platinum points earned from completing Nintendo Switch Online missions on your Nintendo Switch system will generate notifications. Nintendo Switch Online missions and rewards are not available in some countries and regions. For more information, see how to complete my Nintendo mission. Setting these notifications to off will hide notifications sent when there are unclaimed platinum points. So turn them on, and you can spend those platinum points on some good rewards. Engadget.com, and this is the first two from them. We will end with Engadget. A Samurai side-scroller, The Trek to Yomi, will head to consoles and PC on May 5th. Now, we have talked about this before, I believe, on the weekly show, but we're just saying that we're in April right now, so 1 month from now, we could see Trek to Yomi come to PC and consoles 1 month from today. So if you're into it, it'll be going to PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and PC via Steam and GOG. And by the way, if it's on Xbox, it includes the Game Pass. And there's also a new Tomb Raider game powered by Unreal Engine 5. This once again comes to us from Engadget.com, and Tomb Raider said in a tweet, Crystal Dynamics is incredibly excited about the future of Unreal and how it will help us take our storytelling to the next level. That's why we're proud to announce that our next Tomb Raider game is being built on Unreal Engine 5. So there is one coming. There's one being made right now. When will it come out? Figure about 2 years. Always figure about 2 years when it comes to a new video game. Anyway, you can find all my updates, medically and otherwise, at Joe Brums on Twitter. You can follow the show at The Group Quest. And you can follow everybody in the Dawn Forge Network at Dawn Forge or thedawnforge.com. This has been a Dawn Forge production. Copyright 2022. All rights are reserved. We will see you again tomorrow. Maybe with more Activision drama. Probably. We'll see you then. Bye for now.